You're listening to North Korean state TV this morning, celebrating that country's test of a nuclear weapon. North Korea confirmed what is its fifth test after neighboring countries detected a suspicious 5.3 magnitude earthquake in North Korea overnight. This is the second North Korean nuclear test just this year alone. NPR's Elise Hu is in Seoul and joins us to talk more about this. Good morning.
Good morning.
What more do we know about that test?
Well, it happened on Founders Day, marking the 68th anniversary of the founding of the current government. And this particular blast appears to be the most powerful one of the five that North Korea has conducted. South Korea estimates the yield is at about 10 kilotons. This is an early estimate. That's about half the size of Hiroshima, but it would be North Korea's largest ever. And also, these tests are happening far more frequently. The last one, as you noted, was just 9 months ago. Previously, North Korea would wait 2 or 3 years between its nuclear tests. And of course, we should note North Korea is the only country in the world that has conducted nuclear tests in the 21st century.
And this latest test, it, of course, immediately condemned throughout the world. And that includes North Korea's only real ally, China. So what is North Korea up to here?
We can run down the responses real quick. South Korean President Park Geun-hye accused North Korean leader Kim Jong-un of, quote, maniacal recklessness. China said it resolutely opposes the test and says it will lodge a diplomatic protest. But Kim Jong-un really sees nuclear weapons as key to the legitimacy of the regime domestically, so he's not likely to change his policy. It's really baked into North Korea's culture and system. In fact, the phrase, quote, we are a full-fledged nuclear state, is even taught to elementary school students in North Korea as one of the key English phrases to know. So the nuclear program really is playing to a domestic political audience, keeping the regime legitimate, and playing up this idea to North Korean citizens that the North is constantly under threat by outside forces like South Korea and the United States.
And, of course, though the North is in violation of UN Security Council resolutions, there are already pretty harsh economic sanctions. So what to do?
Right. These sanctions so far haven't been successful in preventing the tests. The North still has the resources to pursue nuclear weapons development. One ongoing hole in the sanctions regime is that they're not fully enforced by China. And because China is reluctant to cripple North Korea, because, frankly, the status quo, you could argue, is more desirable to China than a unified Korea under the leadership of Seoul, which is friendly to the United States.
One of the things that's said about North Korea is that the regime is belligerent, yes, but maybe even a little crazy, that it's, of course, an isolated power. But that regime is still around 3 generations later, and the North has been improving its nuclear capabilities. In fact, one might argue that North Korea sort of knows what it's doing, playing a long game.
That's a really good point, Renee. The view in Asia, of course, is that they're not crazy at all, but quite strategically successful. North Korea is really effective in operating in this space where there's distrust between the United States and China, sort of playing the U.S. and China against one another. So China seems to have implicitly accepted that North Korea has become a nuclear power. The U.S. and South Korea, every time they try to put up defenses, it angers China. So instead of getting China on the side of the United States, China actually ends up siding with North Korea. So North Korea has been very effective with that sort of diplomatic game. So from Pyongyang's perspective, they're quite successful. No reason to change that strategy. And we should note this is a real thorny question. It's going to be one of the biggest foreign policy challenges for the next administration.
As President Obama himself said.
That's right.
NPR's Elise Hu has been in Laos with the president and is now back at her home base in Seoul, South Korea. Thanks very much.
You bet.